This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I'm sorry, this is a headline. I don't want to really start out the show talking about condoms, but this is a headline. And, of course, anything Bill Gates does makes headlines. And Bill Gates and his foundation is really trying to combat STDs and HIV. And so scientists have invented a new self-lubricating condom. This is being reported by Business Insider and NBC News that can cut down on sexually transmitted disease and unwanted pregnancies. Why? Because it makes condoms more appealing. And scientists are able to do this at the graciousness of Bill Gates and his funding. So the study was published in the Royal Society Open Journal, and it describes how the rubber latex is coated with a thin layer of these hydrophilic polymers that upon contact with moisture become slippery to the touch. So these hydrophilic polymers allow the lubricant to last longer so people don't need to add more during sex. Now, some of you young folk are probably out there going, what are they talking about? Nobody really needs to add lubricant. Well, after you, let me school you, okay? Once you get middle age, then things change a little bit, okay? Plus, sex lasts a little longer the older you get, okay? You know, you young folk can get away with a 2-minute, right, you know, encore, but, performance. But, you know, when you're older, it's going to take a little while longer. So, according to Business Insider, it could last at least, what they say, quote, 1,000 thrusts without losing slipperiness and should be, quote, more comfortable than regular condoms. So, the scientists were backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They tested regular condoms with a shop-bought water-based lubricant and found that they were initially slippery, but became less so after 600 thrusts, or we can't say uses, because somebody uses it for multiple, so they base it on that. They say intercourse typically lasts between 100 and 500. So the average condom should work, but what if somebody has more issues? So, see, look, there's science, and I really want to apologize to you guys, because, you know, you all have kind of an image of sex and an idea of sex and a conception of it. And once we science folks get involved, we really make it boring. You know, doctors probably suffer from the worst type of sex. I have to just say that. And I think it's because we know too much, you know? I'm like, okay, well, my cervix is there, and I have an IUD, and there's the ovaries and the fallopian tube, and I, doctors are, you know, thinking, okay, well, you know, there's like a Bartholin cyst, or there's this, or there's that, you know, and they go, okay, well, I hope she doesn't have vaginal cancer. There's so many things that go on in the mind of a doctor. Now, some doctors will say, no, I don't think about that. Okay, well, then you're lucky, all right, that you could, you know, separate yourself from your profession. But when when you're dealing with that every single day, it's really hard to not think about that. In this study, they said 33 men and women tested both types of condoms, 73% really like the self-lubricating one. Of those who said they never used condoms, 86% said they would start using one of these types of condoms. So that's pretty huge, because we can't get a lot of people to wear condoms. So now they say clinical trials with couples to see how the condoms compare in real-life settings could begin early next year. It just blows my mind that something so scientific could be used on something so raw. You know? I find that absolutely fascinating. So, you know, going back to how doctors, like, are always on the clock, you know, always diagnosing you, people think that, like, if you have a friend who's a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they're looking at you, diagnosing you. Or if you have a doctor, they do that. It's true. If I'm talking to you and I see you have a mole, I'm going to stop and tell you. If I see that you have an enlarged thyroid, I'm going to tell you. It's one of these things when we take our Hippocratic Oath that even though it's not in the Hippocratic Oath, we feel compelled to do something or say something if we see something that could harm you. And I know people don't like that because I'll go up and I'll be like, oh, you got this mole or you got this to strangers. And it's like, how do I go to bed at night seeing a possible melanoma and not warning them? I just think that's bad of me. And so I'll do it. You know, we were talking about getting banned from Walmart. I could see myself getting banned from Walmart, not because I would do anything, you know, stupid like with the douche like I did last time, but what I think I would, the reason why I think I would get banned is I just really too many times I diagnose people. If I see an earlobe crease, one of those diagonal earlobe creases, I'm going to tell you to go get your cholesterol checked. If you look a little yellow to me, I'm going to tell you to get your liver checked. And if you don't like me, or if you say none of your damn business, I don't care. I live with that. If you start to freak out because I took cuts in front of you in the line, I'll turn around and diagnose you with a psychiatric illness. It's just what I do. It's who I am. And I'm Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was on Local News 3 last night with Renee Santos talking about this polio-like paralyzing illness, and I had written an article a while back talking about it, kind of warning you guys that something's up, something's around the bend, and now we're hearing that there are multiple cases in multiple states. There were more, it went down a little bit, but people are kind of freaking out, parents are freaking out. I don't want people freaking out over this, but you need to be aware of it, and we're going to just quickly revisit it. So this AFM, this acute flaccid myelitis, is a symptom or a condition or a diagnosis that happens, not from polio, but it looks like polio. We still don't even know what the heck is causing it. We think it's a virus like polio, but we don't know 100%. And the CDC has confirmed 62 cases just in this year alone, spanning over 22 states. I live in Nevada, and I hear that Nevada is even investigating the case. So officials are also looking at an additional 65 possible cases. So confirmed 62 this year, all in all about 360, 370 cases, all in all. But they're now investigating more. And so I don't want people thinking there's polio. Polio has been eradicated now that we're vaccinating, as long as we're keeping the vaccination up, okay, and we're doing that right. But it's polio-like. The kid starts to have a cold, feels kind of, you know, blah. So like, all right, the kid's got a cold. And then all of a sudden, their muscles and their reflexes become weak. They could even become paralyzed, lose arm, leg weakness, loss of muscle tone. They could unfortunately even have start having respiratory issues because the nerves that are affecting the lungs. Then unfortunately they could die. There's only been one reported death since 2016. Thank God. The rest of these children luckily are getting better. However, this is freaking people out. And flaccid means limp. Acute means happening fast, right? Very new. And myelitis is inflammation of the spinal cord. So this virus, we believe, is airborne. These kids are back at school. They're playing together. They're sharing their Capri Sun, whatever the heck they're doing. And they could be giving each other these germs. However, if that was the case, there wouldn't only be 65 cases across the whole entire United States in a year. We would see more clusters. You see? I mean, if this was that simple, where a kid gets sick, gives another kid this virus, and then we would see a bunch of kids in one school or in one playground get it. So that makes me think something else is going on. It makes me think that this is a virus that can affect a whole variety of types of people, but there are a select few that'll, when they get exposed to this, succumb to acute flaccid myelitis. And this is how we need to start approaching medicine. Yeah, I talked to you guys about strep pneumonia. One of my ex-partners in medicine had said, you could throw strep pneumonia, a bacteria, into a room. You could just throw it into a room. Somebody's going to get pneumonia. Somebody may get a sinus infection. Somebody may get a mild lung infection. And somebody else, nothing's going to happen to them. So even though the bug is the same, and the bug has the potential to cause a very consistent picture if it gets us, you know, to a certain length, that doesn't necessarily mean every single body gets that. So that's what I think is happening with this acute flaccid myelitis. There's some virus that when it hits certain kids, this happens to them. As a parent, I'd want to know, well, what the hell is my kid? I mean, is my kid one that's going to become weak or going to be able to fight this off? Well, then they need to test. I mean, what they have to do is anybody that ever got this, they have to do some pretty heavy-duty genetic testing. Or, if it's not in the genes, maybe it's something in the environment. Let's say it's something as simple as every kid that got sick had eaten a Three Musketeers bar, let's say. I mean, they are going to have to survey everything. What did this kid do? Was there anything that seemed to be a common thread? This is what epidemiologists do. This is why science, to me, is really fascinating. Science is so fascinating to me, especially epidemiology. So then they have to actually survey. And these are young kids. So young kids can't say, well, you know, I went to the market or I went to the store or I ate here or I did this. I mean, you know, they're going to have to figure out what was a common theme. Are all these kids nutritionally deficient? Are all these kids heavy carb eaters? Are all these kids heavy vegetable eaters? Are these kids growing up in a family where it's a very clean house and not a lot of dust? Or are they growing up in a family where there's a lot of pets? I mean, these are the types of things that it is going to be a very comprehensive sort of survey they have to do. And then they have to find, and a computer could do that, any similarities. Now, what that requires is mom or dad, who isn't beside themselves freaking out that their kid looks like he has polio, able to remember every single detail. And that's where the challenge lies. If I was a parent, and God forbid this was happening to my kid, and I was freaking out, I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're going to make me fill out a 1,000-page questionnaire. I would be, and I understand why it has to be done, but I don't know if I would, I don't remember. Because I would be in shock. So there's a lot of challenges to figuring this out. People want to know what the hell's going on. At one time, I believe 39 states were affected. Now the CDC is saying 22. CNN is saying most. You know, they're playing it safe. Why don't we say most? Well, 22 is kind of less than half, but that's okay. And as new cases crop up, it's concerning. It may add to the number. So, you know, right now, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, said in a press briefing, "We know this can be frightening for parents. I encourage parents to seek medical care right away if your child develops sudden weakness or loss of muscle tone in the arms or legs." Now, this is what I recommend. Okay, this sucker is very, very rare. All right, less than 1 in 1 million people get it. It is rare. Yeah, we saw an uptick in cases summer and fall. Once it gets cold, we don't see as many cases, okay? But remember, kids are starting to play together. They're in classrooms together. So, yeah, there's a chance that the virus could be spread. But this is what I recommend, and I recommend this to medical providers, even though I know they're going to get mad. If your child gets sick, and this also has to do with the flu and what happened last year, where, you know, parents are like, all right, the kid just had the flu, and then unfortunately they would die the next day. If your child gets sick, do a shout out to your medical provider. Let your doctor or PA or nurse practitioner know. Let the office know. I want to know that my child has cold. Okay? He looks like he's doing fine right now. But if I need to bring him in, do you have anything in the next day or two? Because I don't want it to be like last year where it was a flu that turned deadly, or this year with this weird AFM. All right? I just want to let you know, baby's sick. Then the medical provider, if he is hearing the latest or something new happens that morning, he could then inform mom, you know what, bring her in. Bring him in. Let me take a look. Or let me tell you what to watch out for. Now, I get in the winter, everybody calling saying, I'm sick. Yeah, that could be a big pain in the butt. And I mean, you know, the logistics of documenting everything. However, at least you start having a communication between the doctor's office, and you can already start planning ahead on when you could be seen. Because if anything changes, you're going to have to. If, God forbid, though, you start losing muscle tone, or you start getting weak, or you can't, call 911, get to the ER. Don't even mess around. So what do? If this happens with your child, well, we run tests. We make sure it's nothing else that we do have to immediately treat, like Guillain-Barré with some IVIG, immunoglobulin. But for the most part, with this AFM, there's really no treatment. We just hope and pray. We keep our fingers crossed, you know, and we'll do supportive measures. We'll watch them. We'll make sure they don't have any more brain swelling. We'll watch their brain very closely. And then we, you know, hope it passes. So there's some things that they're doing depending on the symptoms. Some kids are getting antibiotics. Some are getting antivirals. Some are getting steroids. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House, and before that meeting, the president spoke to the press, and one of the things he was asked was, what is going to be done to rein in some spending?
We're going to ask every secretary to cut 5% for next year. And last year, first year, I had to do something with the military. The military was falling apart. It was depleted. It was in very bad shape.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determined as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
Pompeo will meet with the president when he returns home tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just to let you know whatever happened with the chicken bones. There was a lot of finger pointing. Real quickly. This is what happened. I almost died the other day. Horrible. Thank God he was there and protected me. But I had ordered pizza for football day, Sunday, for us to watch the Patriots game. And we also ordered hot wings. Somebody sucked off the meat of the hot wings, and instead of throwing the bones out, threw them in a box that actually contained pizza. So when I, the next morning, in the dark, grabbed a piece of pizza that looked nice, chocked full of toppings, and bit into it. I almost bit and swallowed, because I'm hungry first thing in the morning, a chicken bone, a chicken wing bone. Pretty dangerous stuff. And so when I went to get a new piece of pizza, there was a bone on that too. And I find four bones. So I start ripping my family a new one. It was kind of actually fun. You know, because all day long I was planning how I was going to rip everybody a new one. And the funny thing is everybody started to go, well, it wasn't me. I didn't eat chicken wings. I didn't eat chicken wings. All right. So the last person for me to interview and interrogate was my older boy. So my older boy doesn't come home till late. You know, because he's in college now and fraternity and all that. So he comes home late. And I'm about to go to bed. And I'm like, get up here. I need to talk to you. And by my tone, you can see he's worried. He's like, okay. And his eyes dilate. See, I never beat the kids. But what was really kind of inspiring is just my tone couldn't still fear. That's pretty good. I thought all these years I had no control over my kids. And I go, so Stone, we need to talk. I need you up here now. And it scared him. See, I was like, oh my God, see, Mama still got it. And I go, somebody ate hot wings, sucked off all the meat, and left their salivated bones on a piece of pizza that I almost ate, and then I almost choked on the next day. And he goes, I didn't eat any hot wings on Sunday. I didn't want them. I didn't eat them. So I looked at my husband. He's like, oh, I ate hot wings, but it wasn't me. You did, yeah, it wasn't me. I never put it in pizza, so it wasn't me. I go, did you eat hot wings? Yep. Where did you put, you see, you're a lawyer. All women, by the way, all women, if you've noticed, have a law degree. Maybe not a law degree in the American sense, but we are so well-versed on not only interrogation, but cross-examination, that you're just never going to win. His argument was, I did not put chicken wing bones onto pizza. So it wasn't me. It had to have been somebody else. Yet the other two kids are looking at me, and now the younger one is, the younger one wants to watch this because he knows exactly what happened. The younger kid, Brock, he comes out of his room, right, when he should be studying, he should be minding his own business. He comes out, kind of hides behind a wall, but he knows that the show's about to start. He's like, Daddy said it wasn't him, blamed it on us. Mommy is now about to unfold with legal artistry, right? The problem with his argument and unfold that he was really the culprit. And then after she does this, with brilliant execution like a flower opening up in the spring, she is then going to rip him a new one. So Brock starts coming in for the... And then I start noticing some of the cats. Some of the cats and the dog are like, okay, this is going to get good. And meanwhile, older boy is like, okay, like, do I need to stay for this? Okay, because I got home late. I should have gotten yelled at for coming home late because I got a final tomorrow, a midterm tomorrow. Before Mom figures that out, can I leave the vicinity? He didn't want to be there. The younger one wanted to watch. The older one was like, I think I better get the hell out of here because any second she is going to realize that she needs to yell at my butt for not being home studying, being out with the fraternity, right? So I give him a look like I'm not done with you yet. So he stays put. He freezes. Meanwhile, my husband is sitting there playing a video game, and you could see what's going on in his mind. One is, should he finish the game? Two, should he pause, which he can't do because his man's going to die? Three, should he completely hide the fact that he's playing a video game because his wife is about to rip him a new one? Four, should he just double down? Or five, should he just yell, woman, back off, I'm the man of the house, which never works. Can I just say, guys, never use number five. So I go, all right, you had chicken wings, but you did not throw them into the pizza. Where did you throw your chicken wings when you salivated and stripped and sheared the meat off of them? What did you do with the chicken wings? So now he's like, I'm screwed. I better lie. don't understand why men do that. You make it worse. When you lie, now you just, I mean, now the punishment is like quadruple. Okay, because we square and cube our, you know, yelling. So he goes, I threw it away in a bag that was on the table. There was no bag. Now, there was a bag, a cerca de, near the vicinity that I use for cat poo-poo. So I'm thinking what I need to do to prove my point and illustrate more, which is what a lot of attorneys do, is, and I'm not an attorney, is I need to grab that bag full of cat poo-poo and have him prove to me that the chicken wings were put in said bag. But I decided to go easy. I decided to instead call him every name in the book, right? Basically, with one big zinger. You said it was one of the kids who did it. And you're wrong, and now you are in trouble. So then he goes, it wasn't me. I wouldn't do it. Then he tries to yell. He tries to think that he's going to back off yelling his voice, but he doesn't understand. I'm already 10 feet tall right now. I am 10 feet tall. My breasts have already jumped to an FG cup, okay? My feet now are a size 14, and I am standing over him going, you didn't throw away your you throw it in the garbage. You don't make me choke. You don't this. You don't this. You don't this. And I just laid in. I laid into him so bad that he started to look like a chicken, the chicken wing whose meat was sheared off. Now, I said my piece. My younger son looks at me like, damn, don't mess with her. The older boy is like, I got to move out of this house. And now my husband is mad at me. Why? Because I ordered chicken wings for dinner. So, problem solved. And here's the thing. You know, I don't want to make a big deal. I don't want to be one of those moms, those women that are on the rampage. But I figured I had to, because I wasn't mad about it. I was telling my friends earlier today, I'm really not mad. Everything's fine. You know, God protected me, so I'm good. But I felt like I really had to make a production of it so that nobody would ever, the next time they ate a chicken wing, do something that stupid. You know, because they could have kids later. And so that's kind of what, so some of you young folk that listen to the show, that's kind of a trick mommies and daddies do. Sometimes we're really, really not that mad. Sometimes we laugh at the things you guys do. But because we have to make sure it doesn't happen again, we need to put on our face. We need to put on our mommy faces. And then we have to start lowering our voice. And sometimes we do a damn good job of it. I'm pretty proud of myself. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Dog Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Canada is legalizing marijuana. Did you guys hear about that? Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Is that a hiccup or a burp? I don't know. But I guess, I thought marijuana was legalized because it went to Niagara Falls years ago. And you could smell marijuana right across the border. Well, apparently, we're being told that Canada, on Wednesday, became the first major world economy to legalize recreational marijuana. So my guess is maybe that must have been some medicinal marijuana or something. But, I mean, as soon as you cross the border into Toronto, you could smell pot. So I was always under the impression that it was legal in Canada. But apparently not officially. So, they are going to now begin a national experiment. They say that will alter the country's social, cultural, and economic fabric and present the nation with its biggest public policy challenge in decades. On Wednesday morning, the government announced that it would introduce legislation to make it easier for Canadians who had been convicted of possessing small amounts of marijuana to obtain a pardon. Now, they say the government, according to the New York Times, is not offering a blanket amnesty. According to Ralph Goodale, the public safety minister, said in a news conference, in Ottawa, that as a matter of basic fairness, the government would seek to end the minimum waiting period of 5 years to apply for a pardon, as well as waiving the fee of $631 Canadian. They're so nice. Canadians are so nice. He said, we will make the application process as simple as it could be. Mr. Goodale said, adding that details would not be available for several weeks. So Newfoundlanders became the first Canadians to be able to smoke pot legally on Wednesday. And woo-wee, people were happy. Retailers opened in the country's easternmost province at midnight. I am seeing lines going down the sidewalk. There's a place called the Natural Vibe. And apparently that's where people get marijuana. Across the rest of the country, government-run stores were preparing to greet customers, see government-run, who will be able to choose among pre-rolled joints, fresh, dried marijuana flowers, and cannabis oil, all of which are permitted under the new federal law. They say at a government cannabis store in eastern Montreal, the line stretched across a long city block. People were waiting there since 3:30 in the morning. Then, of course, the place started to stink. Crowds were cheering. People were all happy. There's a beautician there who had been lying for hours. She was happy. So here's the thing with the pardoning, right? I mean, if you did something illegal, and it was illegal then, and then a law says, okay, now it's legal, on one end I get, okay, you know, free everybody from jail, you know. But on the other end, not that people went to jail over this, right? But on the other end, if you did something you weren't supposed to do, and you knew it was breaking the law, and you broke the law, shouldn't there still be some sort of a punishment? So let's say, for example, I flip off a police officer. Not that I ever would, because I really love our police. But let's say I do that. And it's against the law. And so I get in trouble. Alright, and whatever happens, I end up, right, having some sort of a fine or penalty. Then a law passes, let's say next week, where they go, that's freedom of speech. You are allowed to give anybody the finger and nothing's going to happen to you. Shouldn't I still have to pay my penalty because it was illegal then? I knew it was illegal. I did bad on purpose. I don't know. It's tricky. Because, again, if somebody's smoking marijuana because they're in pain, you know, it doesn't make sense to fine them. But if somebody is, you know, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at with, you know, completely saying, okay, everybody's, you know, free and clear, complete amnesty. So this green rush apparently is going to be a multi-billion dollar industry. Licensed cannabis growers have been rushing for months to get a foothold in what is expected to be a $5 billion industry, which is basically $6.5 billion in Canadian dollars by 2020. Plus, now they think there's going to be thousands of pot tourists coming across the border in the United States. Now, one of you had asked last week, and we've talked about this on air, what is the big attraction to marijuana? I mean, I've only experienced it secondhand once, and if it wasn't for that, I was like you. I was like, I don't know what the hell. I mean, really, to stand in line for it? But again, when it was coming into my hotel room, and, I mean, I'm assuming that's what it was, because all I had was pizza that night, so it wasn't the pizza that made me feel good. But when it was coming into my hotel room from the room above, or two rooms above, and we had to call security because, you know, our room was stinking up, I just remember being so relaxed. Now, somebody else who's done pot, they could probably explain it better than I, because, again, I've never smoked it or eaten it or whatever. But If it does what I think it does, where you have a bad day, and somebody was on your case, or your boss was on your case, and your kids were driving you crazy, and your husband or wife was making you mad, and the in-laws were about to come over, and you ingest or inhale this, and you go from ready to pulling out your hair to, you want to know what? It's fine. Life is beautiful. It's all good. Don't worry. Be happy. My guess is there is a lot of people out there who find that very, very attractive. And you don't see people in line in wheelchairs and with amputations. You're seeing in line lots of young people. Now, that's what worries me because, I mean, young, youth is wasted on the young. I mean, oh my God, if I could be young again, I would be so happy. My boobs would be above my waist. I would be skinny. I would have great metabolism. I would be cute. If I could be young again, I would be on cloud nine all the time. What the hell are young people upset about? Well, they got stresses too, and I get it. Breakups and things like that. I get that. But I mean, my guess is this is way better than what alcohol could do. See, for me with alcohol, when I drink a beer, I don't really like the taste. I don't like the taste of wine. Maybe you get just a little bit of a buzz, right, like with champagne. But that lasts maybe a few minutes. What's the point? You're taking in the calories and you get a headache later. What is the point? But I guess with marijuana, it lasts longer. So I can't tell you what the big, huge push is, but people who tell me they love it, and they can't live without it, and that kind of scares me. Some people say they can't get through life without it. Okay, I know life could be pretty bad, but then that makes you think, does it really make life that much better? I don't think so, because I think you get depressed the next day from it. I think it starts to mess with your memory. I think there's a lot of health issues with it. So this wonder drug that everybody says it is, you know, one of the reasons why it stinks so badly is nature doesn't really want you around it. You know, if something was sweet smelling like a flower, it attracts you. But something stinky like that, let that remind you that it's not all 100% perfect. So we'll see what happens with Canada. They're going to make a lot of money. It looks like the government's involved, so the government's going to make a lot of money. But this is kind of what people want, and it'll take, you know, weird and bad things happening for us to go, this might not be the smartest thing to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.